It's your girl Telly Mo here, and welcome to another episode of the Telly Mo Show. Yeah, this one is a doozy, but just wanted to let you guys know that the shows will be moving to every Monday. So after you hear this recording drop, the next episode will be on Monday. So we will be streaming every week on Monday. And when I say we, I have a surprise for you. Enjoy the show.
Cuéntame, ¿qué te dijo?
Me dijo, mira lo que te tengo.
¿Tú qué le dices?
Tiene el salami, el queso y el huevo para acompañarlo.
I told y'all these babies is coming left and right. Very first thing on the menu for Novelas y Bochinche. Eve and Maximilian Cooper had their baby. Oh, I'm so happy for them. I'm so happy for her. Like, when I still hear Eve, I still think of the Rough Rider Eve with the low boy, you know what I'm saying? Like, and the paws on her chest. She's such a beautiful woman. And I'm just glad that she's happy and now she has a happy, healthy baby. You know what I'm saying? But of course, it's a COVID baby. So I was right. What else been going on? Oh, speaking of babies, child, the baby. And Danny Lee's brother, I think that's how you say her name, Danny Lee, and whatever her name is, brother Brandon Bills was out here fighting y'all at the bowling alley, at the People Establishment, okay, at the People Establishment. Why? Now, Danny Lee brother said that when he see him, he's going to shoot him to fade. He was defending his sister's honor, so he's a man of his word. When he saw the baby, it was on and popping. Now, did it look like he won? I don't know, okay? Because I was looking at the video on the Shade Room, and it was a lot of scuffling and moving because these Negroes was over here scuffling on the lanes. Now, y'all know that part is slippery, okay? You really can bust your ass over there. Really can bust your ass, and they were slipping and sliding in and getting it down at the bowling alley. So much so, now according to the Shade Room, now LAPD is looking into it, is investigating, quote unquote, and of course they're investigating the baby for assault with a deadly weapon because Brandon was kicked in the head. Yeah, he was down there on the floor, so I definitely understand. Now, who kicked him, we don't know, because it was a lot of people on the floor. It was a lot of people. And from the video that I was seeing, it didn't look like I couldn't tell whose shoe was what. So, hopefully the baby gets off. I love the baby. I love him. He has a lot of confidence. He has just a oomph about himself, but he gonna get himself in trouble if he keep dealing with these trivial issues, if he keep getting into fights. Now, one thing about it, two things for sure, the baby, if he tell you gonna do something, he gonna do it. He backs up what he talk about, okay? And apparently so does Danny Lee's brother, but the baby got a lot to lose. He got a career, he got money, he got kids. Like, not saying that Brandon don't have nothing to lose either, but the baby has built a platform for himself, and it could all go down the drain in one instance because you trying to prove to somebody that you big and bad, or you ain't nobody finna, you know, talk about you and all this other extra stuff. Man, it ain't worth it, baby. Let me tell you something. I ain't no punk, but at the same time, if I got a lot to lose, I ain't with it. Y'all going on with that mess. I ain't beefing with nobody. I ain't got nothing to do with me, okay? I ain't beefing with nobody. It's too much going on in this world to be beefing with anybody about foolery. They kill you about anything nowadays. So that's that on that. Okay. And one more little exciting thing I wanted to talk about that's been clamoring around. Nelly's sex tape, child. Can you really call it a sex tape? Because he just was getting head. I was going to say, we can't confirm or deny if it was him, but he said it was him. One thing about it, two things for sure, when you will get the videos on Twitter. Okay? Twitter have all the hot mess, has all the tea. The Shade Room do a good job, but Twitter, if you want to see, If you want the videos, if you want the proof, go on over there to Twitter, because that's where I saw the video at, on Twitter. And, you know, a lot of people were talking about, oh, the girl wasn't doing a good job of giving head because it was dry. What else they were saying? That Nelly is not as well endowed as we thought. That it was short and thick, not as long as they thought. Some people was like, well, y'all don't know nothing about girth because some of y'all's walls are loose. The comments was funny. One person was like, oh, everybody don't want saliva dripping down their ass crack. Y'all, Twitter is lit. I really have to go in those Twitter streets and see what's really being said some more, because it's funny. I love me some Nelly. Always love me some Nelly since Country Grammar hot in her. Okay. That's my dude. But now, you know, we know what he working with. I mean, it don't really change nothing. Still fine. Whether he working with a nub or, you know, a baby leg. Whatever you want to do, that's his business. Because guess what? Still got more money than a lot of y'all. Okay? So, mind your business, drink your water on what Nelly got doing going on in his sex life. But, yeah, that's all I have this week for Novelas y Bochinche. Let's get into the meat of the show, y'all. And I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. I'm blicky black, blacker than black, black. I'm blacker than black, yo. Because I'm black, and I'm black. Like the song say, I'm black, y'all. I'm black, y'all. Happy Black History Month. Yeah, so for those of you who know me, know that I am Afro-Latina, but that does not stop me from being black. I have the honor of being multicultural, to be quite honest. I am of Hispanic Caribbean descent, but I was born in America. And I identify as Panamanian because of my culture. But I am black. Wow. Right? Right? I know. It's an honor. It's an honor to be all of those things at one time. Black, Hispanic, Caribbean. What? My friend, she calls me a Debra. She was like, I don't know any other way to explain it. My other homeboy, he called me a unicorn. He was like, you're a unicorn. I've never seen nothing like this before in my life. Never. Because, you know, I'm from Miami. So I have the privilege of having that culture within me. And it's a mix. You know what I'm saying? There's Haitians, they're Hispanic, Black American, you get what I'm saying? I can't even say Black American, period. Southern culture, all of that is wrapped up into one, and all of that is Black history. You know, my parents are Hispanic because their forefathers decided to leave Jamaica to work on the Panama Canal in the early 1900s, and they decided to stay. So with that, they brought their culture. And when they settled, they had a mix of, you know, Caribbean and Hispanic. Then being American came about because, of course, America sells us a dream that this is the most beautiful place on earth and blah, 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 blah. Okay. And it, you know, affords you a few freedoms. So my mom came here when she was 18. My dad got here when he was 16. And boom, they met. I was born in the Americas, but I was raised up in a Spanish, Hispanic, and Caribbean household. But that doesn't make me any less black. It just makes my culture rich. It was very, very confusing growing up in high, not even in high school, just growing up, period, because I'm literally one person with my family and friends, at home, and then I'm one person when I'm in school, because I wasn't Black enough to hang with the Black kids. I wasn't Hispanic enough to hang with the Hispanic kids. But then when I am with my family, and family friends, I am who I am. I am Black. I am Hispanic. I am Caribbean. I am me. I'm not any less Black than anybody else. You know what I'm saying? I still am terrified, terrified when I get stopped by the police. I still experience racism from the Hispanic culture and from the American culture. You get what I'm saying? I still reverence the things that I learned in school from Black, you know, about Black history and the stoplight and Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks. All of that is still embedded in me. But I still have, you know, the Afro-Latina culture, where reggaeton came from, how I got here, how I became who I am. That's all wrapped up in my Blackness. And I'm not going to let anybody take that away from me, or anybody else who feels like me, or anybody else who looks like me, or anybody else who has the same cultures as me. I am all three things. I am Caribbean, I am Hispanic, and I am American. I can protest for Caribbeans, for Hispanics, for Americans. But guess what? With all three things, I'm still Black. When I have to check my race, I still check Black. There's no option for me to check Black Hispanic, Black Hispanic Caribbean. There's no option, okay? Because when you check Black, it says of no Hispanic origin. And then when you hit, you know, the ethnicity is Hispanic, right? But there's no Black. So it's just crazy. I just wanted to address that because I can't get away from my skin tone. I can't get away from my culture. But that doesn't make me any less Black than anybody else. I appreciate everything, everything that every Black person has went through in order for me to be here today. My ancestors, your ancestors. I would not be able to be in America right now today and live as freely as I am living if it wasn't the sacrifices of those who were already on this land. For those who already were born and raised here in America, I would not be able to be who I am today if it were not for them. So I give honor. I give thanks. I show my appreciation by learning everything that I can about Black culture as a whole. Meaning things that we learn here in America, things that we learn here in Panama, in the Caribbean, all of those things wrapped up. We are all one people. We are all one people that were dropped off to different destinations, but we all went through the same struggle. We all have similar stories of slaves, kings and queens. We all have been through struggle. We are all one people. And that is what should be celebrated. Because no matter what, no matter how we try to shape it, we're still going to get judged by the color of our skin. They all see us as Black. No matter where we come from, no matter how much our accent changes, we are all one and the same. Thanks for listening to my TED Talk. Let's get to this Living Single segment. Yeah, we come to the end of the show, and I know that one was a little bit heavy, but it's questions that need to be answered, okay? Being single, you know what I'm saying? Talking about Black History Month, it's a lot, but it need to be said, okay? So let's lighten up the mood a little bit. Y'all on TikTok, because I love TikTok, okay? I absolutely adore it. If you want your song to go viral, you need to be on TikTok, because when I tell you the songs are in repeat on my head, the catchy phrases, literally at this point, TikTok is another language. Like, you got to speak TikTok. If you don't know the punchlines, if you don't know what to say next when somebody says something, the call and response, you're out the loop, man. You're out the loop. But this song that I'm about to play is by a girl named Crystal, I believe. Crystal, I really don't know how to say it, but she is a artist in England of West Indian descent, and she is bomb, okay? So the name of the song is called Bong Bing. So if y'all been on the internets, of course, y'all already know, bing bong, when you see me front going hard, no, when you see these dogs in your yard, just know I'm up front going hard. Up front, girl. Let me say it over. When you see these dogs in your yard, just know I'm upstairs going hard. Bing bong. Listen, y'all. Get on TikTok if you're not, because it will get your mind going. The creative juices going, the dances, the songs, the everything on there, man. The everything. But I'm going to go ahead and close out the show. Go ahead and follow us on the Telemo Show on Facebook and Instagram. And if you got any questions, comments, concerns, because I need help, y'all. This little single thing is really me and my girls. We trying to get it together. So if you have any thoughts, questions, comments, concerns, hit us up at thetelemoshow@gmail.com. See y'all next time. Bong Bing. Fuck your skull, bang bing, come on, feel a little something. Bro said he can't trust these girls no more, cause she just wanna see the long thing. Show the fear fling, bang ding, yeah. If you be a drunk ping, pong, pong, ping, bang ping. Me and a brown man did sweet, but me left him in a street car, him said they wrong thing. Before when I ring, daddy no shoes, me not rock from it now. Pure and name brand, pun, boomy skin, me not rock for it now. Turn up in a rich man shop, him fit run, we check, we not rock pocket. Hey, girl, what you want, tell Joe Byron? Take time and no stop whining.